There's a whisper in my bones. A Star Wars The Force Awakens story, written by Red Star on My Shoulder and read by Calicuria, as part of Pod Together 2016. Dakar Base, early in the morning. R2-K2 rolls into a dimly lit barracks and silently up to a bunk where Jessica Pava sleeps.
Go away, Katie. It's too early. Go bug Poe if it's a message from the general. Okay, fine. I'm up. Keep your dome on. If this is another drunk call from Snap and Yin Yub, then I'm going to dismantle you myself. Okay, Katie. Relay the transmission. A blue light shoots forth from the front of the droid, and a holographic image of Rey appears, inches from Jess's face. It's a message from Rey? You could have mentioned that, Katie. Oh, Maker, she looks amazing.
Hello, Jessica. I hope you're well. I'm sorry it took me so long to send a return message, but my training with Skywalker has been intensive, and the radiation levels of the island have made it difficult to send transmissions.
Do you think she knows I've sent her 5 messages since she left Dakar?
Skywalker says there's a way for us to speak in real time. It's an old Jedi technology the R2s came equipped with. Your droid and R2 have this technology, so if you're interested, maybe in the next week or so we can talk in person. I'm not sure how it'll hold up to the radiation levels, or if we'll be able to sustain it for long. But it'd be nice to talk to you and see you in person. Or as close to in person as we can get. I miss you, Pilot.
Miss you too, Jedi.
So, Jedi technology, huh? Haven't heard of that before now. Maybe we should take you to BB-8 and Poe and see what they can find. Huh, KT? Alright, you bucket of bolts. Let's go wake up our fearless commander and see what we can find in your systems. I don't know when Rey's gonna want to do this real-time talk, since that transmission's a couple of days old. So we gotta be ready. No, I don't think it'll hurt, KT. I would never let anyone hurt you. Silly droid.
Poe Dameron's quarters. Finn, Poe, Jess, BB-8, and KT are within, the bots beeping quietly at each other as their humans discuss their options.
I don't know, Jess. I've never heard of a live feed built into the R2 units. You'd think that'd be something they'd want to improve on for the BB-8s. Finn?
Rey didn't mention much of it in her last transmission. Just that R2 and probably KT had the programs built into their coding. It's probably a holdover from the Old Republic days. I guess it isn't very surprising. R2 has been around for a very long time, and KT has changed hands more times than I care to think about. We're lucky it functions as well as it does. T'Var had a hell of a time getting its programming back online when it was recovered from Maxis Prime. The things she found on that droid's hard drive would be enough to turn anyone gray.
Do you think BB-8 will be able to straighten it out? Or should I take KT to T'Var?
T'Var was busy working on 3PO the last time I saw her. Probably should wait a while. She didn't seem happy.
Speaking of a droid that needs to be wiped.
Did they find something?
Sounds like it. What's going on, BB-8?
Slow down, buddy. Slow down. You're able to contact R2 and initiate the conference program.
That's great. Good job, you two.
Gods, that's an awful sound. How ancient is this program?
No idea. Okay, sounds like KT was able to access it. Initiating the system now. Here we go, guys. I can't wait to see Rey. I hope she's okay.
A holographic figure appears. It's tall, caped, and ominous.
Who the hell is that? Is that a Jedi? Force! Close the program! Close it now, KT!
You have initiated the Jedi Conference program. You are not authorized to access this information, and a self-destruct has been initiated. The countdown begins now.
Oh shit. Are you kidding? Make or fuck us.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Rey?
Sorry about that, you lot. R2 is getting feisty with me and Skywalker. We had to override the firewalls he has in place before he got too far in the countdown.
What would have happened if it had reached 1?
Honestly, considering the last time we made him do something he didn't want to do, he almost threw himself off a cliff? We probably don't want to find out.
We'll leave you ladies to it, then. Stay as long as you need, Jess. Finn and I need to walk BB-8 anyway.
See you later, Rey.
Bye, Finn.
Long time no see, Jedi.
Same for you, pilot.
Three. Poe's quarters. Rey's hologram suspended in the air, a few inches from Poe's bunk. Jess is curled up, half asleep. When is Skywalker going to take you to find your Kyber?
I'm not sure. He says I'll be ready soon, but it's been 3 weeks and we're still here on this damn island.
How's Chewbacca handling that?
Not well. He's ready to return to Leia and help her find Ren. I'm half tempted to send him away, since Skywalker doesn't seem in any rush to complete my training.
You're so impatient. This is going to take time. No one becomes a Jedi overnight. Even Skywalker had to train. He went to a swamp. At least you're on an island that's sort of gorgeous. And probably better smelling.
I know. I just wish I could be there with you lot, helping finish off the First Order. I want to fight Kylo Ren again. End what we started. How's everything going on base? How's the rebellion?
We're not doing much in the way of rebelling, honestly. Resupplying. Repairing the ships. Finding new X-Wings for the influx of pilots we've gotten recently. Doing recons to known First Order outposts. Same old, same old. Waiting to see how the rest of the galaxy reacts to the Starkiller attack. We're getting ready to abandon Dakar, though. We've been here a year. Time to pull out and find another system to hide in.
Where will you go?
No idea. We likely won't find out until the General and her advisors let us know when we're in Atma. Poe knows, I think. Finn as well. But they're not saying anything, no matter how hard Snap and I try to get it out of them.
Be careful. I don't know what I'd do if I lost you or Poe or Finn.
Hey, listen, Jedi. We've been at this for a long time. We know what we're doing. And besides, we've got Leia Organa Solo leading us. We literally can't fail. So, did Skywalker answer your question about your parents? Right? Is everything okay?
Apparently I'm a Kenobi. I'm the granddaughter of his master. The one who helped him and Solo and the General in the battle against the Empire.
Wow! That's pretty serious, then. How do you feel about that?
It's just nice to know I had a family. Could still have a family that I might be able to find when this is all done. I still don't know why they left me on Jakku, though. I have so many questions, and the longer I'm with Skywalker, the more I wonder about my past and who I was supposed to be.
When this is over and we beat the First Order, you and I are going to go out and we're going to find them, okay? Now lean down so I can kiss you.
I love you, pilot.
Same, Jedi. Recon exercise. Poe's gonna kill me if I'm late again.
Get out of here. I have to get back to my lessons anyway. Skywalker's summoning me.
Be careful out there, Jedi. And don't worry about your training. Skywalker knows what he's doing.
I hope so. I want to help you and the general. I want to fight Ren. I feel so helpless on this island.
You are anything but.
Thanks.
Anytime.
May the Force be with you.
Make her protect you, Jedi. Four. General Organa's quarters. A silver and green astromech droid stands in the middle of the room. Designation R2-R3. Leia Organa is curled up in a chair in front of it, cradling a mug of calf. A holographic figure stands in front of her, hooded, hands folded in the deep sleeves of its opaque robe. When are you taking Rey to find her crystal? Jess mentioned she's getting impatient. She wants to come back to her friends and fight, Luke.
She's not ready yet, Leia. She has to learn patience.
Patience, right. Remember when we were basically kids? The same age as Rey, really. And you were flying the Falcon and playing with that damn saber with Obi-Wan watching. Remember that. You were barely trained when you helped destroy the Death Star. You were barely a Jedi when you faced Palpatine, when you fought Darth Vader. And you're saying she's not ready yet. She's stronger in the Force than either of us were when we were her age. Than Ben was when I sent him to you.
That's what worries me.
You're worried about what may happen when she and Ben meet the next time.
They're drawn to each other. The Force longs for balance, and she has the potential to provide it. But Ben...
Ben is lost to us, Luke. You can feel it as well as I can.
Rey wants to destroy him. She wants her revenge for what he did to the stormtrooper in Poe Dameron. That is all she thinks about. Killing Kylo Ren.
I know how she feels. Better than most, I suppose. Sometimes I still feel Jabba's shackles on my body. Sometimes I can still see Han's face, frozen in agony. I know what it feels like to feel helpless and see my friends hurt at the hands of a monster.
Rey is strong, but she is young.
So were we. Just don't keep her too long, Luke. Otherwise she's going to take the Falcon and that ancient lightsaber of yours and go off to destroy the First Order on her own.
Not on her own. She'd have her friends at her back.
Yes. Poe, Finn, and Jess wouldn't abandon her. The four of them would take the entire galaxy on together, I think. And we'd never be able to stop them.
And maybe we shouldn't.
Now there's a thought.
Goodbye, Leia. May the Force be with you.
And you, Luke. The holographic figure of Luke Skywalker vanishes, and Leia is left alone in her dark quarters. She pats R2-3-2 gently. Sometimes I wonder what retirement would be like, R3. Yes, I know. It'd never work. Someone's got to keep these kids in order, and teach those First Order brats a lesson in humility. Send me Poe and Finn, please. I have some things to talk about. If my brother won't take action, it's time we take a few matters into our own hands. She ignores the droid, looking down at the weathered map in her hands. It might be time to reintroduce the galaxy to the Jedi and those strong in the Force. The end. Thanks for listening.